Today, we're going to continue to talk about the subject of soul ties. So listen with us at this time, and I trust that God will bless you.
That's right, Pastor Steve. The title of today's message is Soul Ties, and this is part 8. Hello, and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We are going to continue today on soul ties. So what is a soul tie? A soul tie is one of the most powerful influences that govern relationships. It is the emotional knitting together of two or more people in a relationship and the influence that they develop over each other's lives. Soul ties are established between husbands and wives, family members, people engaged in dating, friends and co-workers, those individuals that you respect and look to for guidance, those you fellowship with, whether it be in the church or the community. Soul ties can be formed through all of these different types of relationships. However, a soul tie can either be a blessing or bring harm to your life. Because we become like those we join hands with for good or for evil. In Proverbs chapter 13 and 20, it says, "He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Soul ties have influenced the strongest Christians to do things that they would not normally do because of a harmful association. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character." Satan knows by experience that he has a greater success in causing people to sin when he uses other individuals to influence them through a relationship. Knowing that close relationships would potentially harm us, God established divine laws governing relationships. And God's first law is to love him above every other person. That we should be knitted together with God. Because this will help us to protect ourselves from the influence of every other harmful relationship. Now listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 10 and 20. It says, "You shall fear the Lord your God, him shall you serve, and to him you shall cleave." The word cleave in the Hebrew there means to be attached. We ought to be attached to God. That definition goes on to say to tied together, to be knitted together. This is God's intention for our lives. Before every other relationship, God wants us to be attached and knitted together with him. Our strongest soul tie is supposed to be with our Creator, God. Listen to what Jesus said. In Luke 14 and 26, he said, "Anyone who wants to be my follower must love me far more than he does his own father, mother, wife, husband, child, brothers or sisters. Yes, more than his own life. Otherwise, he cannot be my disciple." He repeated in Matthew 22 and 37, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment or law governing relationships." Now, having said that, we must seek God with all of our hearts to truly know him. Because how can we have an intimate relationship with someone that we really don't know? In Jeremiah 29 and 13, it gives us good news. It says, "You will seek for me and you will find me when you have sought for me with all of your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord. See, this relationship with God is not a one-way street. God wants a relationship with you, an intimate relationship with you, so that all of your love and all of your trust, all of your devotion is given to Him to protect you from the harmful effects of soul ties with the wrong individuals. Now, we seek God through prayer. We seek God through Bible study and through attending His church. And this is something that we must all do. It is not enough for us simply to come to church and not seek the Lord through prayer. You have got to have a prayer relationship with God where you come to know Him. It's not enough to come to church and just hear a message. You have got to pick up your Bible and study the Word of God for yourself. Because the Bible are God's words speaking to us. The Bible reveals to us who God really is. In fact, as you read the Bible, it reveals the attributes and the character of God. And one of the most mentioned attributes about God is His holiness. One day, the prophet Isaiah had a vision revealing the holiness of God. Isaiah 6:1 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the entire temple. Above it I saw the seraphim, the angels. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to the other, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory.'" We hear so little about holiness today in church. But holiness describes God's moral perfection and His separation from all that is evil and sinful. In Isaiah 59:1, it explains why God will not even hear our prayers if there's sin in our lives. It says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear you." Listen, people, this is important for us to understand the very nature and the character of God, to understand His attributes. God is holy. I want you to repeat after me. God is a holy God. Now, once again, His holiness speaks to His moral perfection. God separates Himself from sin. God separates Himself from evil. So God will not hear the prayers of those who indulge in sin, those who live a life of disobedience before God. The only prayer He hears is when a person prays and says, "God, forgive me of my sins." God's desire is to reunite in fellowship with all humanity. Therefore, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And if we accept Christ, we become clothed with His righteousness, being able to establish a relationship with God. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For God made Christ who knew no sin to become sin for us, that in exchange we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Once again, to enter into God's presence, we can only come through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, because He made Him to be sin for us, that we might exchange His righteousness for that relationship that we need to grow close to God. So if you are a child of God, He requires that you walk in holiness. In other words, God requires that we live a morally pure life. Leviticus chapter 11 and 44, it says, I am the Lord your God. You must live holy lives. Be holy because I am holy. Now, this is not something that you can do for yourself. Only God can impart the ability for you to live a holy life. And this comes once again first by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but then asking for the help of the Holy Spirit for His assistance to live every day of your life holy before the Lord. Leviticus 20 and 7, it says, set yourselves apart to be holy. See, we must set ourselves apart. There's something we must do. We've got to separate ourselves from sin. We've got to separate ourselves from the world and worldly behavior. Set yourselves apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep all of my decrees by putting them into practice. Be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, in other words. Listen, for I am the Lord who makes you holy. Repeat after me, it is the Lord who makes me holy. See, after you've accepted Jesus Christ and you've asked the Holy Spirit for His help for you to live a holy life every day before God, it's important that you yield your spirit, your soul, and your body to Him. The Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman. He will not yank you into holiness. You have to submit to God's holiness. You have got to forget about living according to your emotions and your reason and your lustful desires, what every person encounters with their flesh. And Romans 8 and 13, it says, if you live according to your sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
As I was studying this message, the Holy Spirit said to me, talk about holiness. There is not enough being said in church about holiness. It is one of God's major attributes. People need to understand that they must live holy lives to have a relationship with God. In fact, if we do not practice holiness in our lives, folks, we won't make it to heaven. In Hebrews 12 and 14, it says, pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. God wants us to separate ourselves from all sinful behavior and those relationships that can influence us to disobey Him. So stop flirting with sin. Stop excusing immoral behavior. Now, the Bible is very clear, because in the case of those who profess to be Christians and they live in sexual sin, The Bible says we are to speak the truth in love to correct them, but if they refuse to listen, we are to sever our relationship with them. And the reason why God says this is because of soul ties. In this entire series, I have been trying to tell you that you are influenced by the people you join hands with. No matter what you may say, you will be influenced. This is the Word of God telling you this. When you're open to a person, you're open to their attitudes and their behavior. And 1 Corinthians 5:9, the Bible says, when I wrote to you before, I told you not to associate with people who indulge in sexual sin. But I wasn't talking about unbelievers who indulge in sexual sin, or with the greedy or swindlers or idol worshipers. For you would have to leave the world to avoid people like this. Listen, God is very practical. People in the church get involved in sexual sin. God sees it. God knows it. Paul writes about it. Sin is sin to God. If you're involved in sexual sin, you need to repent and ask God for forgiveness and quit it and separate yourself from the person. You know, over the years, I've had individuals that I have counseled, and one of the biggest things they've said to me, okay, we recognize that this has not been right. We want to serve God. But can't we still remain friends? No. How can you continue to be involved with a person who has been a temptation to you? A person that you have put before God, your Savior. No, see, you can't do it. You've established a soul tie with that person. And until, by the help of the Holy Spirit, you are determined to repent, which actually means go in the other direction. And it doesn't mean, come on and go with me, we'll go in the other direction. Until you do that, that soul tie cannot be totally broken. You have to put God first. The Bible says that God puts our sins behind us. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our sins. He puts them in the sea of his forgetfulness, and he puts up a sign that says, no fishing for some of you. I remember my mom told me this, and it has stuck with me over the years. There was a pastor who was a great man of God, great preacher of the gospel, and he grew up in this little town that she grew up in. And when he was just a teenager, he was fooling around with all the girls. Well, he got one of them pregnant. So now, years and years later, he's at least in his 40s. All of that was made right. He asked for forgiveness. God forgave him. God gave him a mighty ministry. And he's up preaching in a church, and my mom is sitting next to this lady. And my mom was remarking, oh, wow, hasn't God brought him from such a long way? And the lady remarked, yes, but I remember Jenny. I remember the young lady he impregnated. See, God will forgive you, but people won't many times. You need to understand that. It's important for you to do what's right, though. Leave the past behind. Go forward with God. Paul is saying here that there are believers who commit sexual sin. And he said in verse 11, he said, what I meant was that you are not to associate with anyone who claims to be a Christian yet indulges in sexual sin, or is greedy, or worships idols, or is abusive, or drinks too much, or a swindler. And then he goes on to say, don't even eat with such a person. In other words, do not have any fellowship with that individual. Once again, why? Because of the influence of soul ties. That behavior can begin to influence your life. And let me just say this. Many Christians who appear holy are actually sinning in their minds. Now, don't look at your neighbor. But let me ask you all a question. If your thought life could be projected on a screen before the world, what would we be watching? Would the picture be G-rated? Would it be PG? Would it be X or R rated? See, we can't see what's on your mind. We don't know what you've been thinking about, but there is a God who knows everything, even the intentions of our heart. We all come to church. We all look good. We all look nice, but what is going on in your mind? What's on your mind? Come on, help me preach this. Ask your neighbor, what's on your mind? See, whatever it is, God knows what it is. So we need to judge ourselves lest we be judged. We need to remember that God is a holy God. And he wants us to walk in holiness, purity. Moral purity is what God is requiring of us. Psalm 139 and 1 says, O Lord, you know my thoughts afar off, and you are acquainted with all of my ways. See, God knows the things that we struggle with as Christians. Let's just get real about it. Let's run to the altar. Let's ask God to help us. The altar is not a place of shame. It's a place of restoration and blessing. It's a place to be connected with God. That's what the altar's about. God knows where we're at. 50% of Christian men and 20% of Christian women report being addicted to pornography. And a recent report. Listen, we live in an unclean world with unclean spirits that are prevalent. Therefore, we should not flirt with sin. Don't watch images of nudity. Don't get involved in any of that. Even people that are not dressed, completely dressed. Some of the clothes that people wear today, they're so low cut. If they bend over, oh Lord, have mercy. I mean, if they bend forward or they bend backwards, whatever. You're in trouble. When you see something you shouldn't be seeing, don't see it. People watch the television and they're turning channels and they see something and they say, oh Lord, oh Lord. And they zoom past there and the next thing you know, they turn back to see if they saw what they were seeing was really what they saw. Let me help you. You did see what you saw. Don't go back to find out if you really saw it. Play this CD over and over again. You saw it. You saw it. Don't go back. We must beware of the influence of the transference of spirits through soul ties. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. The word spirit in this context means the prevailing attitudes and characteristics of a person. An individual's attitudes can easily be transferred to others if they are receptive to them and if they are in association with them in a relationship. In Amos 3:3, the Bible teaches, can two walk together except they be agreed? So who are you walking with? What are you doing associating and joining hands with a person you don't agree with? What you don't know and what God does know is you really do agree. And if you don't agree today, you will agree tomorrow. Because two cannot walk together except they be agreed, is what the scripture says.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 8 of the Soul Tie series. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance.
we bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. You said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.